Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios. A big win for the Vikings over the Redskins last week and a big game against Seattle this week. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Chris in Utah. What do you think the key factor was for the second half adjustments to only allow 3 points to the Redskins? I'd like to have some profound answer about a defensive adjustment or defensive schemes, but I think it came down to three basic things. Number one, our special teams kept playing well and gave us good field position. Number two, the defense tackled better. The first half, our defensive effort was mired in missed tackles. In the second half, we played much better and played assignment football. And number three, our offense drove the ball and scored points, which allowed the defense to rest and allowed Blair Walsh to boom touchbacks all game long, which forced Washington to start on its own 20. Our next question comes from Kyle in Minneapolis. I like Christian Ponder, but having one above average game does not negate all of the below average performances that come in between his good ones. I can't share that same philosophy, Kyle. That's too negative for me. This is all about acquiring a larger body of work for Christian Ponder. It's not about tallying the individual good games and bad games. It's about getting Christian as much experience as we can. And then at the end of the season, you evaluate his entire body of work since he was drafted in 2011. Leslie Frazier and Rick Spielman will get together, decide what Christian's future is with the team, and go from there. The bottom line is what we saw from Christian against Washington was great news. It was probably his best game since week 17 last year. Hopefully he can build on that and continue to have success. Our next question comes from Joe in Rochester. When is Josh Freeman going to get another chance to start and show us what he's got? I understand that Ponder has been better for us the last couple of weeks, but I think we know what we have in him. Maybe it's time to see what Freeman can do. Maybe that time will come, but right now it's Christian Ponder's time, presuming he can recover from the shoulder injury he suffered last week against Washington. As long as Christian Ponder is playing the way he played against Washington and even the way he played against Dallas, because he played pretty well there as well, as long as he plays that way, this is Christian Ponder's job. Our next question comes from Jason in Stone Lake, Wisconsin. Could Kevin Williams play nose tackle full time? Kevin Williams played nose tackle against Washington, and he played very well. He played well against the run, and he had 2.5 sacks. He was a disruptive force all game, and I think that's where Jason's question comes from. Now, playing nose tackle is a much different job than playing the 3 technique, which is what Kevin Williams does right now. But there's 2 things that Kevin Williams does really well that I think would allow him to play well as a nose tackle. Number one, he's very quick and powerful with his hands, which a good nose tackle needs to be to control blockers. And number two, he's a smart, instinctive player, which is what you want your nose tackle to be. Just remember, Pat Williams, he was both of those things, good and powerful with his hands and very instinctive and quick. Kevin Williams can do that too. And I think if he moved to nose tackle and played 20, 30, 35 snaps a game, he might be able to extend his career. Our next question comes from Jarvis in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Is Coach Frazier being too much of a player's coach? He's rewarding the players for getting a win with days off, yet we are 2-7. I don't think he's being too much of a player's coach. In fact, I think he handled this week just right. Remember, we had the early bye this season after our game in London, which means to close the season, we have 12 straight weeks of games. I think the players should have a day off every now and then to help them rest and recover from a brutal schedule like that. Also remember, the Vikings played in Dallas on Sunday and then played in Minnesota against Washington just 4 days later. With that short time span between 2 games, the players can use that extra day off. Our final question comes from D. Price in Houston, Texas. If we beat the Seahawks and the Packers and Bears lose again, do you see the Vikings getting back in the hunt? That might be a little ambitious for this point in the season. We are 2-7. We're in last place in our division. I don't think the Vikings are in a position where they can start looking at the scoreboard and watching what other teams are doing. They have to take this one game at a time. Crazier things have happened. Remember, at this point in the season, the Washington Redskins only had 3 wins, and they ended up making the playoffs as division winners last year. So crazier things have happened, but the Vikings need to focus one game at a time. The next game is at Seattle. It's this Sunday. They're on the road. The Vikings need to focus on that, take it one game at a time, and build from there. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, because next week we'll be back with another edition of the Pick 6. Our final question comes from D. Price in Houston, Texans. Mother.